Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your host, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey, everybody. Glad that you're joining us and glad that you're here on this next episode of the Business of Digital podcast today. Well, we got Dave joining us, as usual, of course. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Hola, senor.
Beautiful sunny weather today, and we always have to preface it with "as we were recording this."
because it could change halfway through for me, at least. For you, it's just going to be 90 degrees today and hot, just no matter what.
Yeah. So today's subject is actually one of my favorite subjects, and not because we do a lot of the type of content that does this, but because it's a good conversation piece to have. It's a good conversation to have with people because I think sometimes expectations are missed. And so what we're going to talk about today is how do you define going viral, okay? At least how we define it. Now, this is Dave and I talking, and these are our opinions. And this is just from, you know, over a decade and a half of experience of working with different pieces of content or clients or whatever that have gone viral. And again, this is me talking from experience even back in the day, you know, dig.com type traffic that takes the server down. Of course, you know,
I never understood that. Like, I never understood why you wanted the dig effect, which was what it was called.
Yeah,
like, what was the point of getting the dig effect?
Well, the dig effect, you know, even if it would be so much traffic that it would take your server down, people were more patient back then, and they would wait for your site to get up, or they would wait for someone that had a mirror clone of it or whatever. But the dig effect got you so many links. And back in the day,
that's the only good thing out of it.
It was. So much branding, so much awareness, so much, you know, especially if you're a new brand. Like, let's say you're a brand new, you know, people weren't talking about you online. They didn't know anything about you. You had something hit the front page of Dig, everybody was talking about you. So, but anyway, fast forward this day and age, how do we define going viral? Because it's interesting, Dave, because something that I even talked about at the last conference that I spoke at was I talked a lot, or I mentioned this the last several actually, but I look back at Avalanche, and we've put out a lot of pieces over the years that have done really well and that I would consider, you know, a lot of people might consider viral, but I have one piece that we put out that I truly considered that we have that went viral. And now this is even compared to other ones that have literally gotten hundreds of thousands of views, thousands of shares and whatnot, and hundreds, if not thousands, of links. But of course you probably know the one that I'm talking about, which is our social meowdia explained. You know, the social media explained by kittens, social meowdia is what we called it.
I've never heard of this one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't have a poster of it right behind. Oh, I do. There it is.
And you need to take a picture of that poster and post it on this episode for people to see, because we actually did do those poster versions of it, which were cool. But anyway, the reason that I'm bringing that one up is because you know, everybody's definition of something that can go viral. Like, I think when you have someone come into you and they say something to the effect of, hey, I want to create a piece of content that goes viral. Okay. Well, we need to take a step back and we need to figure out why, like, what is the purpose? Like, let's define what's the goals. Like, you know, what do you even know what that exactly means? Like, are, you know, is the purpose of this content meant to build a community? Is the purpose of this for branding awareness? Is the purpose of this for sales? Is the purpose of this to generate leads? Is the purpose of this to solve questions or problems that, you know, that people are having with your business, you know, that kind of stuff. And so once you can start getting into that side of it, then I think you can start to get into more of a realistic version of what viral would mean for them. Because I guarantee you, I'm not going to have a piece that is meant to collect leads or sales that is going to go quote unquote viral. Now, we may have a piece of content that does really well for that particular industry, and it may only get, you know, thousands of views instead of hundreds of thousands of views. But for that particular industry and the point of that content piece, that was going viral. Does that make sense, Dave?
It does.
So I guess that's kind of how I'd like to open it up, and we can have a discussion on that. And then I get, you know, plenty of examples, but I just kind of up to this point want your thoughts on that so far.
Yeah, I think it goes back to your industry and like you're saying and what your goals are. And I think most people, they're just like, oh, we want it to go viral. And like you said, what does that mean? You know, do we want thousands of people that have nothing to do or no interest in our company to come look at our site and slow it down so other people can't get to it? Unless they're going to link to me, I really don't want them, you know, sucking up bandwidth and slowing down my servers so that my clients and prospects and everyone else can actually get to my site. But I also think what people expect versus their budget versus how much they promote it. So it's like, we built this piece of content. We just paid you $1,000. Why hasn't it gone viral yet? Like, well, yeah. You have 50 followers on Twitter and 8 people, not including the 10 family members, like your page on Facebook. So unless, you know, 5 celebrities go and share it, one of them being Taylor Swift and the other being Selena Gomez, and they argue about it, I don't think we have a good chance of, you know, reaching millions of people. And I think that's, we've talked about it before. You need to market your content marketing.
You know, you said something that made me think of this, and I wanted to share kind of an analogy. So recently my daughter and a friend just went to a Taylor Swift concert. You said Taylor Swift and it reminded me of this.
I know. I already regret it. I'm sorry.
But it makes a good point. And it may make you like Taylor Swift a little bit more. I don't know. It made me like her a little bit more, but not her music, but her as a person. So
I'm going to retitle this, Matt is a Swiftie. Is that what her fans are? Swifties? No. Is that what they are? I don't know. I'll go look it up in Bing or Google or somewhere. Or DuckDuckGo.
If you knew that, we're not friends anymore. But my point is, so my daughter went to this concert, and she's one of 70,000 fans in the stadium, okay? Well, another girl from our neighborhood went with a friend, and she was in the nosebleeds, same as where my daughter was. And all of a sudden, she has this person come up to her and say, hey, it looks like you guys are enjoying the show. You're going crazy. You're singing all the songs. You're doing, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And she's like, because of that, Taylor Swift wants to offer you passes to her rep room at the end of the show.
What?
Basically only 30 people in the crowd. The mom, it's actually Taylor Swift's mom that walks around the stadium.
That's cool.
And when Taylor Swift's mom can't do it, she has someone else do it. But this was Taylor Swift's mom. She caught these two girls and she gave them these passes. And so again, in the stadium, 70,000 people, you know, there's 30 people. What are the chances of you being picked, or what are the chances of that happening? And so I relate this, you see where I'm going with this, with the viral marketing and content. You can have everything set in place. My daughter was in the right place. You know, she was at the concert. She just didn't happen to be picked. And so sometimes it's just that one person that picks up that piece of content that makes it the difference between it. You know, it may be an amazing piece of content. Actually, I got another good example for you, Dave.
But that was the best segue ever, and we didn't even plan it.
Yeah. That's funny. It's true. But but I remember one time we did – remember back in the day when Charlie Sheen was going all crazy with his, you know, winning and Tiger Blood and all that stuff. So we did a probably one of the funniest infographics ever. And like his stuff was hot everywhere. Like it was going hot everywhere. Okay.
Everything was Tiger Blood.
It was. And like people were sharing, and we put out this infographic and it was amazing. Seriously. I'm not just saying that. Like it was amazing. It was funny. And dude, it got shared like maybe 10,000 times, which I mean, it's not bad, but like, I thought this was going to be like millions of views. Like I thought we were going to be able to show the client like, oh my gosh, this like absolutely blew up and went viral. But the reason I bring that up is because the same week we launched this history of the police cars graphic, and it got within the first hour 180,000 visits. 180,000 visits from one social media site. And so I'm like scratching my head wondering, what the hell just happened? Like, okay, I get that. Okay, police cars, I don't know. But it was someone that saw that liked it, that shared it, that made it explode and made it go up. And you know, made it go off like it did. And again, that's my whole point in all this. You know what I'm saying?
Pure luck and prayers and...
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, and the whole budget thing is what always gets me. It's like, we have a budget of 1,000 or we have a budget of 500.
But we don't want to spend any money to promote it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that's not a lot of money, but it's also not a lot of money. When you're talking about what the goals that some people expect it to happen. Now, like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when there wasn't as much content and as many people doing it in every single industry, you know, when every team, you know, think about sports, when every team has a payroll of $100 million, you know, everyone's spending $100 million. So if everyone is spending $1,000 on content every month, then you're kind of all doing the same thing and it really needs to stand out. Now, if you spend $2,000 versus the $1,000, it still needs to stand out, but at least you have a little bit more, you know, hopefully budget towards promoting it, which you need to promote it too. And I think going back to the whole point of how you define going viral, I think you need to look at your budget, look at your goals, and look at your expectations and kind of make sure they all fit so that, you know, maybe viral is we get 10 links from this, from 10 new domains that we don't have links from, and we get 1,000 visitors and we get 5 leads, and maybe, you know, hope that you get at least some of that stuff. Or maybe the goal is we just want brand awareness, or we just want links, or we just want, you know, there's a conference coming up. This content goes along with that, you know, what's a really big, like SEMA. Maybe you're in the auto space and you've got a car and you want to promote that car, or whatever you did for that car, or maybe you're parts manufacturer for that car and you want to really sell and get that in front of a lot of people from SEMA. You know, define who your audience is, define what your budget is, define what your expectations are, and make sure they actually go together. Because then if you actually hit some of those, you can say it's viral. I think viral is so vague. And I think every year it becomes more unrealistic to attain what we used to be able to get 10 years ago, or even 5 or 3.
No, for reals. And that, and again, even with, like, I used to tell people that Pinterest replace Dig, and you know, we call it the Pinterest effect, but still we're not able to duplicate the kind of results that we got on Pinterest that we did even a couple of years ago. And so, like what you're saying, you know, it's becoming more saturated, more and more people are putting more into it. And so again, for anybody that's listening to us and wanting to understand how to get something to go viral, I hope you're understanding what we're saying here, because if you can figure out, you know, the absolute purpose of what you want that piece of content to do, and it can do well within your community, within what your area is at, to me, that's success and that's viral. Because if we're going to get down to what true virality is, or, you know, you hear on the news people saying, hey, this video went viral or whatever. I mean, these are millions and millions and millions of views. Most people are not going to get millions and millions and millions of views on their content. But you're going to be happy if you can get thousands or even hundreds of thousands, but even hundred or even thousands of views, if that is doing something specific for you, if that is converting, if that is getting you the lead, if that's getting you a sale. Like, that's how you have to start thinking about it. And so when you're creating this content, I want you to stop thinking about, like, how you can create something that will just appeal to every single person and that will go true viral. Like, think about what that reason is that you're creating that piece of content. Because, you know, if you're telling me that that's what you want it for, and we create the kind of content that's going to go out to the masses and everybody, but not necessarily related to your industry, don't come back and complain to me that that campaign saw no sales. Now, what I can show you is how it did give you tons of brand mentions, a lot more links, which is all going to help you overall. But don't come back immediately and tell me, hey, that was a waste of money because we didn't make any sales. Like, so I think as long as from the beginning here, Dave, we can establish what the goals are and what the purpose is for that piece of content, I think that's when it makes it much easier for you to define the virality of it.
Yeah. And a couple of examples, I mean, I don't even know what the stats are and they're taking a little while. I probably could find them, but like the number of hours like that is uploaded to YouTube every minute is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Like the number of videos and the number of like literally hours that you would have to watch everything that was just uploaded since we started 15 minutes ago, it would take you probably all year to watch. So, I mean, you're going up for that much content just on YouTube. Yeah. The number of blog posts that have gone up in the last 15 minutes since we started talking that you're competing against throughout the entire internet, I can't even count. Even if we don't count the spam and the junk that, you know.
Now, all the stuff you're talking about would make a great infographic that could help us go viral at Business of Digital.
Hey, get on that. New idea.
You make a great point. Like, sorry to kid.
No. It's just, and you know, the other example I always like to use, and you kind of, I think you're, I can't believe I'm saying that the Taylor Swift example is probably better, but like if you want to be a starter in the major leagues, if you hit over 300, I highly doubt a team is not going to want to put you, you know, find a position for you, especially if you're, unless you're a pitcher and you can't, you know, strike anyone and you can't get a single out. But, if you can hit 300, and what is 300? Literally, you go up to bat 10 times and you get at least a single 3 times, not a home run, not a grand slam, just on base. You can play in the major leagues in baseball. Like, I highly doubt if you could hit 300 year in and year out, you know, you're not going to have a place in baseball. So think about your content. If you're hitting 3 singles, you get 3 articles out of 10, you know, get some shares, get a couple, you know, anything, get some retweets. How is that not a win? Now, it's not viral, but, you know, those hits can add up to a lot more.
Absolutely.
Like PewDiePie, over time, I'm sure some of his stuff, quote unquote, went viral. Especially when the news picks him up when he does something stupid. But over time, he didn't start off that way. And I, Justine, is another person that, you know, over time built an audience. And she had one viral hit that I forget what it was. It was like an unboxing or something she did with Apple. But both of them over time didn't have viral hits constantly. They just kept producing content and kept building their audience so that when you have, I don't even know what PewDiePie's most recent numbers are, but I mean, he's got 50 million subscribers, I think, or more on YouTube. Yeah. You know, yeah. Selena Gomez has, I don't even know how many Instagram followers. So, you know, her idea, her social team and, you know, their social teams, what they consider a baseline, it was probably viral for you. Like they posted something and within 3 hours have 100,000 people liking it. You wish you had 100,000 people liking your Instagram photo, but think about their audience. Exactly. So also think about your audience. And, you know, if you only have 100 people on Instagram and you get 50 people liking it, I would consider that gone viral within your audience.
Totally. And I'm so glad that we're having this conversation and that it's going away from creating just the type of content to just go viral for the sake of going viral. Like, I mean, I did it. We did it for a long time. It worked in most cases for certain things. But in a lot of cases, it was like, you know, throwing spaghetti on a wall and seeing what would stick. And so I think that having the approach of just what you and I have both laid out here, you know, tell a story, answer a question, figure out what your goals are for that campaign, you know, whether it be for sales, leads, branding, SEO purposes, even link building, you know, or we wanted to get a couple top tier websites linking to us. What kind of a strategy do we have? Are we going to, you know, contact any of those places ahead of time and see if there's anything that we can contribute to? So as long as, like, you know, if you're thinking of that ahead of time, I think it's going to have so much more of a chance of being successful and would honestly be called what I would consider viral in this day and age. So,
and if you do have budget to, you know, just throw stuff against the wall, feel free to reach out to us. We'll help you. We can help you Amen. Do that.
We love throwing stuff against the wall.
we can make a video of us throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. A video. Yeah, we can do that.
I wonder if we could do a video of that anyway and see how many people would watch us do that on YouTube anyway. I mean, you know, back in the day, there was a person that had like 12 million views and all he was doing was buttering toast because he made the top of Dig or whatever video of me buttering toast. And people just thought it was hilarious. It was literally a picture of him just buttering toast and it got like 14, 21 million views or something. I don't know.
My goodness.
Exactly. So with that said,
oh, the internet.
Well, any final thoughts?
No, I think defining viral, what it means for you and within the realm of your industry, your community, your budget, for your business, start there. And then define what your business goals are from that content, from just whatever that project is. And then you can kind of set your own viral. I think Dig Effect, millions of views, hundreds of thousands of links, or even 100 links or 1,000 links. It's getting harder and harder with so much content. I think you need to start it at the very beginning to define what viral is for you and sit down. I don't think we can do it, but I think you need to sit down and define what that looks like or what your goals are and then see how close you can get to it.
Because the other side of it too, Dave, is like, let's say that you got picked up by, again, I'm just throwing something out there, but like, let's say that you're a tech company and you got picked up by Wired. Well, you got hundreds of thousands of mentions via Wired or links via Wired, but maybe a quarter of that on your own website. But you got that, and let's say you only got that one link, but look at what that one link was and what it did for you. And so I think that's how you have to start looking at it. But all great points. Thank you, sir, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics. I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media. We are both your hosts here at the Business of Digital podcast, and we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you back on the next one. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye.